This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We are just about at the end of presidential primary season, as you know. California and a bunch of other places are tomorrow. Puerto Rico was yesterday. Hillary Clinton won there. A lot of the talk on the island of late has been about how the federal government might best respond to its crippling debt crisis. Marketplace's Andy Euler spent a week on the island not too long ago. We talked to tons of Puerto Ricans and asked them exactly that question. Here's how Javier Alayon responded.
So the question is, how are things in Puerto Rico? It is like a coin. You have two sides. One side is tough, and the other side is happiness. I am just giving away my house to the bank because I cannot afford it anymore. Within a week and a couple of days, I have to be out of my house with my family. I guess it's a sad situation, but I'm still here today. I knew it was going to happen because I got laid off from my work about 5 years ago. They laid off my position, and I've been away from work for 2 years. Now I work for the government. I'm glad of that I'm working. But the salary is not the same. It's not that the government doesn't have any money. It's that usually when you work for the government, the pay is lower than in the private sector. So it's a huge difference in the payment. Yeah, it's tough. It is tough. Where I was working, I was in the top management position, and we knew this was coming. I worked 5 years in the States. It is nice, the States is nice, but it's not the same. The sunlight in Puerto Rico is warmer. I love it. So I came back. When you are here, enjoying with your friends and the people and your culture and the music, you have to forget everything. You have to stay here, focus, enjoy, and then tomorrow, go back to reality.
Javier Alayon in Puerto Rico a couple of weeks ago talking politics and economics to our Andy Euler.